you know, do some longer range planning, get more partners involved. And we may even be able to get Johnny Morris involved with that loop somehow. Something to think about.
There's a variety of things. One of the things that I think the governor would understand, because the governor's a farmer, and these rural areas are not getting the attention. And so with this multimodal, one of the biggest customers in this could be the forest products group, but it could also be agricultural group where grain comes in cars and limestone dolomite goes out, concrete grade limestone dolomite goes out. And so I think there's some stuff when we did the original studies on who would be customers. I think John Nees is one, but I think there are others that go clear to Alton, Illinois to the barge to pick up truckloads of fertilizer, agricultural land application fertilizer, when in fact if we had rail cars right here, we wouldn't have to be doing stuff like that.
In our previous meeting, we had VHC come in the Meadows Business Park development out there. They are customer waiting at the ready. As they develop their business park, they're going to probably be one of the first customers to the transload facility. So we've got a lot of parties. If we could organize it, we could bring them to the table and let them lay a plan out, you know, of what funds they do have available.
So I guess I think Ron makes a good point to get as broad a base as we can get, but I think the overarching point is we're not going to give up on the expressway. The tactics that we're doing now apparently haven't netted the results, so we need to continue to intensify those efforts.
We may want to somehow enliven the consultants to be putting their brainstorm thoughts caps on of, you know, how to tie that together, how to organize it in a planning session with folks, you know, after the first of the year.
Who would submit the applications for this?
Well, probably the railroad would. Yeah, Genesee, Wyoming. If we list up a list of supporters coming from various sectors and hold a couple of planning sessions, in fact, I think they would fund it. I've got another handout that when we get to new business, I'll pass it out then. But it shows, well, I'll just pass it out right now. This is Genesee and Wyoming. This is the one that's been our partner already. And Rick has had a lot of communication with them. I think even more recent communication. They put me on their mailing list. This shows right off of their website. Kind of what their big plans are. And the first one there is just a map that shows that this is the Genesee of Wyoming. And you see how scattered they are. They are the largest owner of short lines around the country. You can't read it, but right there in the center of that map is Missouri. And you see the dots, the flags that are there. These are listed on their website as candidate sites for rail serve industrial parks or industrial development sites. And they're starting in our southwest corner of Missouri. Some of them are already in place. If you turn over to the second page, this is the actual list as it stands today that Genesee and Wyoming have fostered these transload facilities. And the closest one is up around Carthage, at least in Missouri, in Webb City. They go all the way down into Texas. But these are already established ones. I ran off the site number four, which is actually the closest one to us, which is in Yellville, Arkansas. It's already built and in place. So this is what the direction Genesee and Wyoming is headed. We just need to find, you know, let them know we are active participants and organize it to guide them to head towards building a transload facility right out there east of Menards. And So I think that they would definitely be an active player, and they've proven that they can do it. Now, every one of these facilities is operated by a contract operating company. And once the railroad gets it installed and the track is to it, they just jump on board, you know, because they're going to be the long-term operators. So there's a lot of operators out there. We don't have to determine that, but let the railroad be the guide for that. We just need to give them the encouragement. And that encouragement might be some seed money, too, if we've got some seed money at the Taney County level that could help encourage that. But funds from the intermodal division of MoDOT, funds from the rail division of MoDOT, and the biggest amount of funds from the railroad themselves. That's where they would come from. Food for thought for thinking about planning after the first of the year. And what could make that all come together, just again hold a general meeting like you did before, where we would have, we had the rail division and the intermodal division separately come down, but we might invite them to come down and then with our highway representatives and do some brainstorming and have a representative from Genesee and Wyoming on the spot. That would be the, is it feasible? And how interested are they in it? That's what would be an exploratory. But it would be ramping up the expressway in another way, another avenue, emphasizing the transload facility as the first leg. The interchange and the highway out to the intermodal facility, that would be it. That may reduce the scope of the cost of the project, at least initially, but it may get that first portion, you know, put in place. Okay. Food for thought.
All right. We've kind of transitioned out of old business. Did we leave any old business on the table? Okay, hearing none. We kind of got down to new business, but let's just go back to Taney County updates.
Devin? Currently, right now, we're doing all of our brush trimming and ditch cleaning. I got 74 miles of roads to resurface next year, and they're working on doing that, on cleaning the brush back and getting all the drainage open, replacing culverts as needed. The chip and seal this year we did it was around 76 miles and about 3 miles of hot mix overlays, 165 and concrete. Other than that, that's basically where we're at on what we're doing right now.
Some of the projects, Round Mountain?
They're, got through the BAT study. They're talking like sometime in January they're going to let it out for bid and hopefully be started by spring.
Okay.
I do have some other projects we're going to be doing, Dale Avenue, but I'm probably looking at doing that closer to time when we can get warm weather, to where we can put the hot mix back on and people's not having to drive on a curb with base rock.
Okay.
I think that would be.
We have all the property approvals, core approval, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Is that your last one that goes under at 932?
Yeah.
So that will get all the roads, county roads, out of the paper lock.
Well, Jellystone, I've got an agreement that I just got done with Emerald Point, to where all of those people can come out the backside.
Yeah.
I did get a written agreement.
So that's P Highway, or is that?
P Highway.
Is that off the end of P Highway?
At the end of P Highway.
That is a county, it's on the county side, not the state side.
Correct. The one on UU Highway, Happy Hollow, I've talked to the Corps about it and Graham Clark, and it's basically not going to happen because of the cutting, because of the fill, and then what you got to take out of that between 916 and 921 or something like that elevation range, wasn't it, Travis? That you got to, if you're putting 10,000 cubic yards in, you got to take that out within that elevation range,
yeah,
within that proximity.
No rise certificate, yeah.
So, yeah.
The problem with it is all, everything that's in that elevation pretty much core runs.
Yeah.
So it's hard to find any land to borrow site, make corn that.
We tried for a borrow permit, but they wouldn't even talk about it. So.
Okay. Let's, and just on the county update here, where are we at with the budget? Have we got the, a little something in there for the advisory board to keep our records updated and our priority meetings updated?
Yes.
Okay.
It hadn't, I haven't gone before the commission yet, but to get it all approved, but yeah, there's
a line item.
Yes.
Okay. Can you, off the top of your head, remember what it is?
I think it's 5,000.
Is that?
So it's been, that's what it's been this year.
Okay. All right. Okay, anything else, county report?
No.
MoDOT update, any, Megan, anything that you know of with MoDOT's?
They did, I don't know how much you guys worked with Andy Mueller, he's the district engineer, but he retired today's his last day, and they've named a new district engineer, or assistant district engineer, Stacy Breeze. She was their safety, I think district safety or traffic engineer. It was her. It's a promotion from internally, so you may start seeing her a little bit more, but the 160 bridge closure, I'm sure everybody's very familiar with. Those pictures are sort of scary, so.
There's a couple of things, though, that Devin was telling what it is. It's a bearing plate, and at least that's exposed,
right,
before you can get at it. So you're not having to tear out something before you can get at the fix. So I think that at least encourages me, plus there's a straightforward fix. Sometimes they have to...
According to MoDOT that I talked to earlier, they are forming it up, prepping it to pour concrete that has fell out, and then they're going to jack the beam up to put the bearing plate in. So they're hoping it's going to be in a very
suppose it's going to open here in maybe now. Between now and an hour from now.
Yeah.
They're going to open it up.
Really?
And then starting Monday, it'll run one lane. And
oh, so they are going to open it today?
Yeah. Yeah. So they're going to open it back up today. So.
Wow.
So I mean, I would assume, you know, they've done some type of pad. You know, they put something... some type of shim or something that they've done this morning, but they're supposedly going to open it back up this afternoon, and then Monday it'll go to one lane, and they'll do the repairs, letting one lane of traffic through.
That's great. I did ask them about long term what they had in mind, and they said they haven't came to an answer yet.
Okay. Commissioner, you're over there listening and moving, twitching.
Well, I mean, because they're going to continue to work on it. They're just, what they've done, they're going to work from underneath.
Yeah.
And make it, it'll be safe, they assured us. And I think it's 2 or 3 years that, due to the budget, that,
yeah,
and they'll monitor it as they're going along with the problems they know they have, but they assure the people that it's safe.
Well, once they put this concrete repair in there and put a plate back on it, there's no reason why that will do it. But it's reasonable to believe that if this is in that particular condition, there are other places on the bridge that probably are in just need of replacement.
The report in 2017, and you may have already discussed that, said replacement. MoDOT said. How did you see that report? That's not available to the county. This is a state road.
Well, it's a public record. What the shit are they talking about?
I can pull it up right now on the internet. It's third party.
So, you yeah, know, I...
In 17, it ranked 14.2 out of 100.
So not bad.
That's pretty
puncher's chance.
And the inspector recommended, like Commissioner Wyatt said, bridge replacement.
Yeah.
and gave a 3.598